In 680 AD, Hussein, the son of Ali, made a bold stand against the king Yazid, along with a small group of family and friends who were loyal to the cause of Islam and the Holy Prophet. They were forced into the deserts of Iraq because of their unwillingness to accept the rulership of the tyrannical king and were blocked off from the river Euphrates. Facing thirst, hunger, and the merciless heat of Karbala, Imam Hussein and his mere 72 brave companions were mercilessly slaughtered. His family members were taken prisoner in an attempt to destroy the concept of social justice and quash the people's morale. Imam Hussein resisted heroically and fell heroically. His martyrdom has inspired Muslims and non-Muslims alike throughout history to stand up against oppression, no matter what the odds.
Wait, so you've come from India to walk towards Karbala, inshallah?
Yeah, yeah.
Why is it important to walk towards Karbala?
To show the love that we are with you. Labbaik ya Hussein.
Shia Islam saw a surge in the region under the shrines of Imam Ali in Najaf and Imam Hussein in Karbala. The teachings of the Holy Prophet and his successors were spread far and wide. Naturally, a large population which looks up to a hero like Hussein is not a pleasant sight for any dictator in the world, especially one who is afraid of losing his power. Saddam Hussein, with the aid of the USA, carried out mass killings, torture, and rape of both Shia and Sunnis in the country. But that was not enough to crush the people's hope, so America decided to bomb the country as well. The USA's relationship with the Saudi regime has long been discussed. The Saudi regime, in order to substantiate their claims to the throne of the Holy Lands of the Hejaz, have adopted the very ideology which gives them an apparent legitimacy, Wahhabism, a corrupted version of Islam which is hell-bent on destroying and displacing the Shia school of thought. Wahhabism is an ideology which rests on the idea that Yazid and his twisted henchmen were, in fact, in the right, and that Imam Hussein was wrong to oppose him. In fact, the thing which destroys the reputation of Islam, snatches away people's rights, and executes anyone that opposes it.
مشعل الحرية يتوهج طلعت الناس تعبر تريد إصلاح تريد كرامتها تريد حريتها
is exactly the Wahhabi ideology.
وهذا ما صرح به مدير المباحث لي شخصيا حينما اعتقلت قال انتم الشعب كلكم لازم تقتلون هذا منطقهم. قدمنا من اجلهم والدفاع عنهم وسنبقى اشد واعظم نتضامن مع البحرين اهلنا في البحرين لو لم يتدخل الجيش السعودي ولا درع الجزيره لكان واجبا علينا ان نقف وندافع عن شعب البحرين وهم اهلنا فما بالك الجيش السعودي هو الذي يشارك في القمع والقتل وهتك العرض وسلب المال
which incidentally is the very ideology which ISIS gets its backbone from. And now they attempt to destroy the shrines of Imam Ali, Imam Hussein, the shrine of his brother Abbas, also in Karbala, and the shrine of his sister, Sayyidina Zainab, in Syria. All of whom are symbols of love, peace, respect, and resistance against oppression.
وَسَنَبْقَى نُدَافِعْ عَنِ الْمُعْتَقَلِينَ الماضين والحاضرين ونقف معهم وما عندنا مانع نعتقل وياهم بل ما عندنا مانع يسفك دمنا من اجلهم والدفاع عنهم
That's the start of the war. That's where it starts from. We've had about 12k war, but now we're at the border of I think we're at the border of Najaf.
I just deserve it for you.
Having a rest and then having to get up again. Yeah.
Anxious?
I'm tired.
Tired.
He's actually dragging him.
No, I don't feel it.